Yeah, it was tough. It was hot. It was hot for both teams. So, you know, we had when we were moving there with some tempo, you know, it was really both sides were dying. But it kind of gives the advantage to the offense because we know where we're going and we can keep that keep them on the field, keep the momentum going. But we had too many three and outs.
You're on the touchdown with Devontae. I don't know if you could even feel it. I think it was Ramsey had you by the back of the jersey. But how did you get rid of that ball?
A lot of core exercises in the off season. yeah, I thought that we had that picked up, but they actually brought a good pressure, and James picked up the wheelbacker, and they brought the Ramsey out the slot. Just kind of slid left. Was looking for Randall and kind of saw Devontae just over the top of House. Try to give him a chance to make a play. He made a great play, great catch.
Aaron, you guys always say this is a new team, a new offense. What are the things today that
Yeah, a little bit. I don't think we played very well offensively. Two bad red zone trips and a really embarrassing last drive there. But we won. It's tough to win in this league. It's tough to win on the road. We're 1-0, and we're going back to Minnesota with a chance to open up that stadium. But you know, there's a lot of football left in this season. I like how we ran the ball there at times in the third quarter. And then how we opened it up there in the second quarter to finish that off with two touchdowns. But we got to start the game a little better. Yeah, after that first short field touchdown, we kind of stalled there. Backed up, but we got to get a first down to help our defense out.
How did it feel to have a kind of a full boat of wide receivers and tight ends again after last year?
Yeah, it feels good. You know, it's great having Jordy back. He does so many things out there. Great, you know, second, third reaction there on the touchdown. And made it, you know, a couple of nice third down conversions for us. Devontae, you know, I've been talking about how well he's been playing. You know, Randall made some nice catches. Cookie didn't have a lot of opportunities, but had a big pass interference call as he was beating his man down the middle at the end of the first half. And then Richard made a, you know, a nice catch on the sideline and actually almost another one, but just dropped it as he went to the ground out of bounds. So I'm proud of those guys, the way they played. Abby came in, made a nice catch, and split the defenders for a first down, but yeah, we got to do a little bit better job being consistent throughout the game and score touchdowns in the red zone.
Aaron, I guess you and Blake have had a chance to work out a little bit in the offseason. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I've played golf with him. I can beat him at golf. That's about it. But he's a great guy. You know, we got some mutual friends, and we've hung out a few times. He goes up to Lake Tahoe, and it's always good seeing him. He's a good young quarterback. I mean, he's an ascending player and made some great throws today. But our defense thankfully held there at the end.
What happened on the where you guys called timeout, but you still got Starks runs in, then gets sent out, and you got the delay penalty?
Exactly what happened. I mean, I think some of us thought we were in a certain personnel group, and we went out there to run the play, and then James was coming off, and we were all screwed up there. On the play, similar, you know, we had too many of those, you know, where guys are leaving the field, coming on field, nobody knows what the play is. We had third down there in the fourth quarter, a chance to put us up two scores, and half the guys thought we were running a pass play, and the other half was running a run play. That's disappointing. So we got to clean that up. We got to get the play call in, get the right personnel in, and then we got to execute better.
What do you think it means to your defensive guys that are the room to finish off a game like that?
Yeah, it means a lot. It means a lot to those guys. It means a lot to us. You know, we put them in a tough spot, and they finished out the game really well. They were gassed, for sure, and that's what I was talking about earlier. When you're, you know, running a multiple play drive, and, you know, then we went three and out, so we didn't give them a whole lot of a break. You know, definitely shifts in the offense's favor there, and they were gassed. Mike had a nice timeout there, I think, at the end to give us a little bit extra rest to make sure that we had the right play call on. And they did a nice job of tackling there to get us to win.
What were you running on third and two at the goal line, pass or run?
Well, like I said, half the guys thought it was a run, and I was one of them. That's why I handed the ball off. The other half was doing the pass. Not going to win a lot of games like that.
Without knowing the logistics of that, I mean, how does that happen where half guys think one thing and half think the other?
That's a great question. Miscommunication. The line believed that I was giving them a certain, that I was saying a certain thing to them that would tell them pass, and everybody else, I think, was thinking run. So that's probably my fault on the miscommunication. But knowing that, I probably should have just thrown the pass, if I'd known that, which I didn't.
Aaron on one of the cloud and a flat unit short too. Up to the side, third down, and then to the
other. Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And you seem upset about that one too. Is that just a play where you have nothing else there and you got it?
We were a little screwed up on protection there. We should have been sliding out to the left, I think, and we were moving to the right, so they ended up bringing an extra guy that side, so I had to get it out. It was a bluff. They only brought four, I believe, on the play, so we should have been able to pick that up. But because I had a guy, free runner, I had to get it out, and they made a tackle. So that was frustrating.
What did you think about line play with your left guard?
Your line play with your new
left guard? It was great. I think I screwed him on that one. Otherwise, we would have had zero sacks. I felt like I was past the line of scrimmage. The last thing you want to do is take a zero-yard run there because that counts as a sack. The protection of that was really good. They dropped a lot of guys in the coverage multiple times. You know, we'd seen on film a lot of one high and four and five-man guys coming, five-man pressure. They played a lot more drop eight at times. Played a little bit of two high early in the game. Some quarters, which we didn't see a whole lot on film. So they mixed things up really well. That's the first game. You're going to see 30% unscouted looks. But I thought the protection was very good. I thought Lane played really well. I'm happy. The line as a whole played great. I mean, it seemed to be high and wide on the outside, and the middle was very firm. So it's just how you like it.
Aaron, you said good enough for game one. Is relief ever an emotion when you, as a team, win a game like this the way it was transpiring?
Yeah, of course. It's tough to win in this league. You know, it's tough to win on the road, and first game of the year after many of us, myself and a few of us, didn't play a whole lot in the preseason. We went out there and battled through some heat. Would have been real disappointing to not come out on top in this one, but thanks to our defense for finishing the thing off. Offense, we got to play better. You know, at times we moved the ball really efficiently and we spread it out, and then at times, you know, we ran the ball effectively, and then the other times we went three and out. So that's kind of been our issues the last couple of years. Really last year, and then starting with this game, if we get a first down, we're usually pretty effective and score points on that drive. But there's too many, you know, scoring drives and juxtaposition with the three and out. So at this point,
you mentioned Minnesota already. Why are Zimmer's defense is so tough?
I don't know. He's a great coach, and he's a trendsetter. You know, there's been multiple over the years of the NFL, and then he's one of them. What he's done with the 7-0 package has changed the game. A lot of teams have tried to replicate that, but not to the same success or intricacy as Coach Zimmer has. So, got to give him credit for that.